Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me, please, to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for this Bible study. Lord, I'm praying, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, and we're going to start a brand new chapter, and we're going to hopefully expound verses 1 through 5, 1 through 5. So I'm going to give you time to get to your Bibles while I get to my screen here, and we're just going to allow God to do His thing. Amen. And so let's go here. I've entitled this evening's message, "We Are Living Stones Chosen by God." We are living stones chosen by God. Praise God. Praise God. So let's begin this expository teaching line by line, precept upon precept, book by book. And we are blessed to be in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 this evening. Praise God. And here we go. And it reads, "Therefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious." Praise God. And verse 5, "You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me just pause right there, and then we're going to go line by line. But one of the wonderful things that I have learned in 34 years of walking with the Lord Jesus Christ is that God is sovereign. And God made a selection before the foundation of the world. He chose you and I before the foundation, that we would be living stones. Oh, that's right. Remember when he rode into Jerusalem? He said, if no one prays him, the stones will cry out. Well, we gave him our stony heart. And he gave us a heart of flesh when he gave us a mind to be saved and a heart to repent. We are now the recipients of God's grace. And I hope that you understand that it's all about God and his sovereignty, how he chose us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's right. We are not the same anymore. Praise God. God is doing a radical new thing in your life right now. And you got to believe that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. You have to truly believe that whatever you're going through right now, God can do the miraculous. Praise God. Last night, Brother Art Sesma taught the men's study last night, and we were in Exodus chapter 18, and I love the verse, I believe it was verse 14, it said, "What is too hard for God?" And that was God telling Abraham, who was old in age, and so was Sarah. He was close to 100, 99, and she was 95, and yet God promised that they would have a child, that through their lineage, hallelujah, the Messiah would come. And so there's nothing too hard for God. And we're going to see in this first five scriptures in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, the sovereignty of God, God's hand upon us, God's his sovereign choice, where he had already prophesied in his word that you and I would be the living stones right now. We're watching God move radically in real time. And God has called us. We are the privileged ones. Praise God. Praise God. You know, some people have said it like this. Man, I wish I could grow up in biblical times just to experience those things. Well, guess what? We are in biblical times. We're in the last days. And God chose you and I, hallelujah, to be born for such a time as this. So I'm ready to go with this Bible study. I hope you are. And let's go to verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Did you catch that, saints? Did you catch that? All evil speaking. Wow, wow. You see, saints, in the style of ancient letters, Peter began by identifying himself. He was an apostle, the title Jesus had given to him in the 12. All 12 disciples. And we see this where Jesus called all 12. Look at this. And Luke 6:13, and when it was day, he called his disciples to himself. And from then he chose 12, whom he also named what? Apostles. Praise God. Praise God. Saints, the title apostle designated one who had authority to set up and supervise churches and discipline them if necessary. That's right. Even more than a title of authority, apostle means one who is sent on a mission, like an envoy or an ambassador. Praise God. Praise God. And there are some apostles today that have done exactly that. One comes to mind is Chuck Smith. Through his discipleship and through his leadership, there are well over 200, 300 Calvary chapels. He was a type of an apostle. And so an apostle of Jesus Christ, Peter wrote with authority. Why? Because, like the Old Testament prophets, he wrote God's very words. The recipients of this letter, including us, should remember, saints of God, Peter's connection with Jesus, praise God, and his powerful ministry and his authority to speak. The recipients of this letter were God's chosen people, that is, both Jewish and Gentile Christians, praise God. And although God initiated our calling based totally on his wisdom, we who are called still must respond and choose to follow him. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Praise God. You see, my friends, all believers have been called and chosen by God. And when people accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, God transfers their citizenship from the world to heaven. Praise God. Look what I found here in Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also, what? Eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. How many of you are waiting patiently, but looking? Because God's only coming for those who are looking for his appearing. That's right. And so, saints, thus, while they live on this earth, they are like foreigners in this world. You and I are foreigners. And the world becomes a foreign land to believers. Why? Because their real home is in heaven. And they only on earth are here temporarily. Aren't you so blessed we're just here temporarily? And the church began, saints of God, in Jerusalem. But before long, it had spread across the Roman Empire and beyond. You see, Peter wrote this letter to both Jewish and Gentile believers in churches scattered throughout various Roman provinces. Praise God. Praise God. And most likely, saints of God, Peter planned for the letter to be circulated from one church to the next. Praise God. And it was throughout each area. He may have separated the names of each province to indicate the circular route that the bearer of this letter, praise God, would travel to. Praise God. So let's move on now to verse 2. And it says, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. I need you to catch that. As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Wow, wow. You see, saints, as newborn babe, they crave milk. So born-again believers should crave, long for pure spiritual milk that will nourish them and help them grow to maturity. You see, because later on, it goes from milk to solid food. Praise God. Praise God. And how many want solid food? You know, there's some preaching sometimes that we deliver from this pulpit, and a lot of time it's hard to chew on, especially with young believers. But they need to continue to seek God, continue to read God's word, that God will eventually illuminate and give them wisdom and understanding of his word. Praise God. Praise God. You see, this points to the word of God, which provides spiritual life to those who partake of it, saints of God. And like milk, the essential nourishment for babes, God's word sustains life and gives growth. How many are so blessed to know that? You see, my friends, the purity of God's word means that there is no imperfection, no flaws, no delusions, and that it will not deceive or cause people to go astray. How many are so blessed to know that? That the milk is used to the positive contents of the word of God. God's word is true. God's word is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow, my friends. And so this particular verse that we're reading in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, this verse should not be compared to many other references, but let me just show you a metaphor used when the word milk in contrast to meat as depicting the diet of immature believers. Praise God, praise God. And we're going to go to, look at this right here. Let's go to this, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3. Look at this. And I, brethren, this is Paul writing to the Corinthian church, not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you are not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able, for you are what? Still carnal. Wow. Wow. See, my friends, Paul understood that there are brand new babes in Christ. And we get that. They're not going to know Genesis to Revelation overnight. It takes time to grow into maturity. But the key element is to be in the Word, to be in prayer, to be around believers, to not forsake the assembly of ourselves. You know, when COVID hit, that caused major damage in the church. There's people now that won't return back to church, afraid that they will get contaminated again. But I'm here to let you know, he that is in the world, God who lives in us is greater than the enemy that's in the world. If God be for you, who could be against you? Let me just ask you this question. For those of you that did get COVID, didn't he see you through? Come on. He saw you through. He saw me through. Praise God. Look what I found also in the book of Hebrews right here. Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. Look at this. It says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. See, we can't stay like this, saints of God. We got to grow. Look at this. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Are you catching this, saints of God? Huh? Are you catching that? You see, when someone gets saved, you don't throw them in the ministry praying with souls or leading Bible studies. They wouldn't know what to do, my friends. And so you got to be patient as they grow in the grace. And as they attend and they start growing in their faith and they start growing in the word, then you're going to see God's hand upon them and you're going to see God develop them. And then God will anoint them, appoint them, and then approve them. And then they will know, you will know, we will know that that young man, that young woman is ready for ministry. And it boils down to faithfulness, faithfulness, faithful to God, faithful to the ministry, faithful where God has placed you under an umbrella, a covering, where you can grow, where you can allow the gifts of God that God has given you to exercise them. Can I get an amen? You see, my friends, Peter was saying that believers should always crave more and more of God's word in the same way that a baby cries for milk. Praise God. Then by taking that nourishment, believers can grow, saints. they can grow into the fullness of their salvation. Salvation is an ongoing experience from the time of the new birth until the time Christ returns. Can I get an amen? And at that time, salvation will be completed. We will have the brand new body. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And we will be with Jesus forevermore. How many of you want that? Oh, yes. You should want that and crave that. Praise God. But in the meantime, saints of God, as we live on this earth, we must constantly partake of God's word so that we can grow up. Say that with me at home. Grow up in our salvation. We must not remain spiritual babies. Can I get an amen? But become mature in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. So let's move on now to 2 Peter. I found this verse of scripture in 2 Peter. I want you to catch this. Look at this right here. It says, but grow. Say that with me at home. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to him be the glory both now and forever. Praise God. Praise God. So now, let's get back to our topic, to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3. Here we go. Look at this. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, that the Lord is gracious. Praise God. You see, saints, Peter picked up the beautiful invitation when all they knew was the Old Testament scriptures, like Psalms and Exodus and all the Tanakh, and placed it in the past tense for these believers. I want you to catch some of these right here that I found. Look at this right here in Psalms 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Let me ask you this. When you truly got saved and the Holy Spirit came upon you, not only can you tangibly feel him in his presence, but you can taste, hallelujah, the goodness of God. King David understood. That's why King David said when he sinned in Psalms 51, what the prophet called him to the carpet when he committed a hideous act of adultery. He could have done two things. One of two things. He could have killed the prophet to warn him about it, or fall on his face. And he fell on his face. And one of the things that really concerned King David is that he cried out in Psalms 51, take not your Holy Spirit from me. Why did he say that? Because right here, let's go back to this verse of scripture. He tasted the goodness of God. And many of us have tasted the goodness of God. Look at this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. But I have seen this, saints of God. Wonderful men and women who started off on fire. And then they got caught up back in the world through trials and tribulations, and they forgot what God could do for them. And once they turned away from God, God withdrew his spirit, and they could no longer taste him, feel him, and anything. And then they went back into the world, just like if they never been saved. Saints, don't ever allow that to happen to you. No matter what you're going through, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him. He will what? Direct your path. He will direct your path. Look what Jeremiah wrote here. Look at this. Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord of hosts. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, the believers had already taken that first step in following God by accepting his salvation, and it had been given a taste of the Lord's kindness. And as they lived out their Christian lives, growing to maturity in their faith, they were tasting more and more of the Lord's goodness. And that should only serve to whet their appetites as well as yours and mine. Praise God. And the more that you and I, that we taste, saints of God, of God's goodness, the more tasteless otherworldly options will become. We must not fill our lives with cheap substitute so that we lose our craving, hallelujah, for the truth that's contained in God's word. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God, praise God. And so, let's now move on to verse 4 in 1 Peter chapter 2. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. This is where I got my title. We are living stones chosen by God. Praise God, praise God. We are chosen. We are living stones, saints of God. Praise God. You see, using a new metaphor here, Peter employed all Old Testament imagery. To what? To describe believers' relationship with God. You see, my friends, believers can constantly come to or approach Christ. The words come to do not refer to initial salvation, but to constantly drawing near and coming into Christ's presence. How many love to be in His presence? Man, this past Sunday, we were basking in His presence. And so in the Old Testament, only the priests had that privilege, saints of God. But under the New Covenant, all believers can enter into God's presence at any time with any need. Can I get an amen? Aren't you so blessed to know that a brother and sister around the world at the same time can be in the presence of God? That's right. That's how wonderful and marvelous God is. That's how powerful He is. And guess what? If everyone prayed at one time around the world, He would know each and every one of our prayers individually. It wouldn't be like at a football game where it's packed out and people are yelling and screaming and all you hear is noise. No, we're not noise to God. He's so powerful, He can discern and understand every prayer at the same time someone else is praying. Praise God. You see, my friends, Peter described Christ as a living cornerstone. And the stone imagery is taken from the book of Psalms and other Old Testament passages quoted in the following verses that I'm going to put up right now. Look at this. In Psalms 118:22, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Praise God. And who's that chief cornerstone? Jesus. Jesus is the one, saints of God. Jesus had applied these words to Himself when He spoke of being rejected by His own people. Oh, that's right. We find this in the Word of God. Look at this. Here in Matthew 21:42. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous, marvelous in our eyes." Praise God. I'm so blessed what Peter had quoted this verse in his speech on the day of Pentecost. Peter added the adjective living. Oh, that's right. Because we are alive with the power of the Holy Spirit now. We are living stones. We're no longer dead, but alive unto God. Hallelujah. God has empowered His church. Oh, that's right. To preach, to teach, to raise up, to prophesy, to give a word of knowledge, to give a word of wisdom, praise God, to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Oh, that's right. We have to believe that the same power that raised Jesus up from the dead will raise us up when the rapture comes and we will be forever changed. How many can't wait for that? Praise God. Look right here in Acts 4:11-12. This is a stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. This was a conviction upon the Jews at this time. Look at this. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And what is that name? His name is Jesus. Can I get an amen? His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the only name that can save a man and a woman. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, praise God. There's no other name. No other name. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed that there's no other name given among men? Which why we must be saved? Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, Christ lives and imparts life to those who believe in Him. He is precious to God, who chose him. And although chosen and precious to God, the Lord Jesus Christ had to suffer greatly in order to accomplish God's will. It was his precious blood that redeemed us. How many so blessed know that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? If it wasn't for the blood, we would still be in our sin. But when we repented and we turned to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, God received our repentant heart. Then he washed us in his blood. And he removed the original sin, hallelujah, that we inherited from Adam and Eve. And then he filled us with his precious spirit. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed right now? Just take time out right now to praise God. Hallelujah. What he has done in your life, in my life, and many of those who are still coming to the cross before he returns. You see, my friends, believers are also very precious to God. Peter encouraged these persecuted believers at this time by telling them that Christ had chosen them, just like he has chosen you and I. Praise God. Look what it says right here in 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10. Look at this. We're going a little ahead, but let's look at this. But you are a chosen generation. Say that with me. This is for you and I. Hallelujah. This is what God has proclaimed over your life. This is what how he looks at us now. Hallelujah. He looks at us as royalty. Look at this. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise God. Praise God. So let's move on to our last verse of scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2. And it says, you also, say that with me at home, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. It's only through Jesus. It's only through Jesus, my friends. That's right. You see, Peter carried the imagery even further, describing believers as also living stones because they are made alive by Christ, the living cornerstone. And if these stones are living, then what activities, I want you to catch this, what activities should they be doing? First of all, saints of God, they should welcome being built into God's spiritual temple. Praise God. The Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And because God is spirit, he lives in a spiritual house among his people, no longer in any particular physical building. Praise God. Look at what it says right here in John 5:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. What? That's amazing. Saints, believers not only are the stones that make up God's spiritual house, but they also serve there as holy priests who offer spiritual sacrifices. And this is a twofold metaphor, saints of God. We are the temple, and we also act as priests who serve in. Oh, yes, I got some scripture for that. Look at this. Look at this in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a what? At a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Praise God. Praise God. We belong to him. We are forever sealed until the day of redemption. And so, saints, just as priests served in the temple, so believers are to be priests as well. Peter used words from Exodus where God promised Israel that they would be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation if they remain obedient to God. God's people, all who believe in Jesus Christ have become this holy priesthood. Praise God. He quoted this back in Exodus. Look at this. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. So Peter was quoting Moses here in Exodus. Praise God. And that's who we are. We're a holy nation. Praise God. You see, my friends, the Old Testament priests entered God's presence at specific times, and only their careful following ritual and their cleansing instructions could only be operated for that time. But God's people can enter God's presence at any time. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. For they have been cleansed by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Look at what it says right here in the book of Hebrews. Let us therefore come boldly. Say that with me at home. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy. And find grace to help in time of need. Wow. Wow. You see, my friends, the Old Testament priests offered animal sacrifices in the temple, but God's people offer sacrifices too. But these are spiritual sacrifices. Praise God. Oh, that's right. That's right. Look what I mean by this. In Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is what? Your reasonable service, our reasonable service. Praise God. Praise God. Look what I also found in Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. For what? A sweet smelling aroma. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this in Philippians 4:18. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice. Well, what? Pleasing to God. Pleasing to God. And look, I found this in Hebrews as well. Therefore, by him, by Jesus Christ, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Praise God. You see, saints, we see from Scripture that every part of our lives, our jobs, activities, recreations, attitudes, giving, outlook, goals should be given as a spiritual sacrifice to God. And when we learn to please God and follow his directions and guidance, saints of God, all we do delights him in that area of our life. Praise God. How many of you want to be a delightful saint of God to him? And these sacrifices are spiritual. Why? Because we can only give ourselves to God with the Holy Spirit's help. And just as the aroma of the Old Testament sacrifices, how it pleased God, so our service can be a sweet aroma to God, continually giving to him delight. Praise God. Praise God. How many are so blessed to know that God is using you in mighty ways, and he wants to use you in miraculous ways? Some of you, he has blessed with so many spiritual gifts. Some of you can prophesy. Some of you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Some of you, God will give a word of knowledge, a prophetic word. For some of you, he will give you wisdom to share with others. For some of you, he has given you a teaching heart to teach others to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For some of you, he has given you a hospitality spirit to entreat others and to greet them with love and kindness. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is coming soon. How many believe he's coming soon? Oh, yes, he is. Jesus is coming soon, my friends. And we need to be what? About our Father's business. How many believe that? How many believe that we need to be about our Father's business? Oh, that's right. Listen, you may be watching for the first, second, third time. I don't know. and maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's logged in to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that God would start a new beginning with you, and that eventually you will come to a place of maturity. We don't know how long that'll take. For some, it'll take months. For some, a couple of years. But there's no time limit with God. It's all about loving Him, being faithful to Him, being faithful to the ministry that God has called you to be under, and to serve and to give of yourself. Oh, that's right. And God will do the miraculous things in your life. And so, the Bible says to repent, to turn. Turn from the world. Turn from your sin. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn to God with a pure heart and say, God, I need you now. I've lived my life the only way I know how, but God, you have a better plan. And so, God, I cry out to you that you would change me from the inside out. And God wants to do that. But you got to surrender. You got to give Him your heart. Give it to Him. Say, God, take my heart and do your perfect will in my heart. If that's you, I'm going to ask right now that you would bow your heart and your head with me, and that you would pray this simple prayer and watch God do the miraculous in your life. Bow your heart and your head. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise and glory in the house. Listen, someone got saved. And if you got saved, look at our banner down below. Reach out to us. We want to pray with you. We want to give you a Bible. We want to point you to a good church that will teach and preach the unadulterated Word of God and watch you grow. Even if you live out of state, we'll send you a Bible. That's how much we care that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. And also, I just want to say thank you for all those who continue to bless the household of faith. Thank you for all your monetary gifts, because donations, as you can see below, are deeply appreciated. And so, my friends, it's time to sign out and sign off and end the message this evening. And I'm thankful for all of you who have tuned in. And so, on behalf of Sister Yolanda and myself, I want to send the benediction so that we can be dismissed this evening. And it goes just like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Saints of God, I'm looking forward to seeing you all Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 5305. Sweetwater Road in beautiful Bonita, California. We love you guys. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Good night now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.